All right, I'll call the meeting to order. This is a 10:30 agenda item, DSD General Business to consider action items. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. Let's just take the action items as they are agendized. So we'll start out with a WIHE. So we'll hand it over to DSD staff from here.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
We're here to discuss the removal of a certificate of noncompliance for the property located at 9045 and 0 WIHE Drive. Parcel numbers R25979 and R25978. This property had a certificate of noncompliance recorded on August 2nd of 2022 as the property was found to be out of compliance with Canyon County codes in July of 2025. An order to abate was sent to the property owners via first class mail and was also posted on the on site on July 23rd, 2025. Is the posting date of the order to abate. On August 18th, the owner came into the DSD offices to meet with the area officer. She was advised that the area officer was no longer employed by the county. I spoke with the property owner on the 5th of September, and we discussed what needed to be corrected. She explained the status of the property, and I provided an extension. Once Officer Hackney was employed with the county, he conducted a follow-up inspection on the 8th of October from the public right-of-way, revealed that the abatable items had been removed from the front of the property. The remaining items were located to the rear of the property, placed behind the fence. The case was closed at that time, and we're requesting that the certificate of noncompliance be removed at this time as the property meets minimum standards and is consistent with surrounding properties. And the property owners are aware that if this certificate of noncompliance is removed and is re-recorded when the property is again in violation in the future, there is now a fee associated with that.
Okay.
Chairman, I have a question. So Officer Arthur, on the August 1st date on the documentation that you've provided, information from Southwest District Health, has that been remediated?
We do have copies that Southwest District Health did an inspection and sent a notice of violation regarding that violation from their department.
So it's still in violation?
I'm not aware that it is or it isn't. That it was a Southwest District Health violation and they're inspecting that and handling that violation. They've made no contact with us regarding the status either way.
So, Chairman, I would want a board discussion where we fund Southwest District Health, and there's been clear direction that we would like them to go on site. I have, I guess, some hesitation to release this. I don't know, perhaps Commissioner Brooks can let us know if what the teeth are for Southwest District Health if they're in noncompliance on that kind of a violation.
Well, one point is that I did speak with the owner, and the property owner is adamant, and we found no evidence that the RV in question is occupied, which would mitigate the sewage issue.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're separate entities with separate levels of authority, I guess jurisdictions, if you will. I have no problem proceeding. And then still, that doesn't negate our ability to communicate with Southwest District Health to continue with their process, even though on our end, what we have jurisdiction over, we can release this and that other process still continue forward. Unless I fail to understand the process. But.
And Chairman, for me, and I appreciate what you're saying, but I understand those are two separate entities. We still provide funding, and then what that's going to require is a tracking of issues that are directly related to Southwest District Health, and there's been some question in the past about Southwest District Health being on site to evaluate that. So for me, this presents a little bit of a quandary, understanding that those are two separate issues, but our goal is to have properties in compliance with the county ordinance, and I would want to wait, I guess, until or request information from Southwest District Health. Hey, we've been on site. This is not happening, whatever. No disrespect to Officer Arthur. I'm just trying to make sure that we don't create more work for code enforcement on follow-up and tracking. I like this kind of a violation cannot happen.
I'm concerned legally that you're only tying this together because we control a certain payment to Southwest District Health. I think that I would feel more comfortable if there was a direct statement within our ordinance that tied that together rather than just doing it at a budgetary level. I don't know that I feel I have a legal leg to stand on to deny this under the pretense that you're calling out. And I can't say that I disagree with the pretense that you're calling out. I just need to have something in our ordinance that gives me the authority to hang it up, because another political subdivision has it in violation with them. I just don't see that we can connect the dots. I don't even know that I feel comfortable with holding it to get more information. We had a workshop with them. We asked them to work with us. I think that at this point, I feel that I need to go ahead and authorize this recommendation from staff. And then I think we need to have a follow-up workshop and say, this application here, it feels like you're not coordinating with us. Can you help coordinate with us? Because staff bringing it back could take that under consideration on site per issue rather than us try to deal with it per policy that we don't have a policy.
Yeah, and Chairman, I want to respond to your concern. So thank you for the feedback that you've provided. Even if we took out the fact that Canyon County provides significant financing for Southwest District Health, we can point right back to the Canyon County ordinance on the public nuisance violation. And this is in clear violation of that. And I'm struggling without additional information that says, and in a timely way, hey, the sewage complaint has been cleaned up. I mean, it's...
Mr. Chairman, the violation was for an occupied RV, right?
That was part of it, correct. But we have no indication that RV remains occupied. The property owner stated that it was left on the property and she no longer wants it. So based on our observations, it does not appear to be occupied, and it looks like her statements are consistent with it not being occupied. That's why we were moving forward with removing the certificate of noncompliance.
And so that's where I'm at. I mean, the violation right here on the first one says zoning occupied RV. If it's not occupied anymore, how do we leave this thing open?
Yeah, and I had to ask more questions, Commissioner, to make sure that we weren't, and it's been clearly stated, thank you, Officer Arthur, for the additional clarification. I think there's a bigger conversation that needs to take place that follows up with the request to partner with Southwest District Health and receive information back in a timely way that ensures groundwater safety and all that.
I totally agree. So there's some work that we need to do behind the scenes.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a further discussion or a motion?
I got a lot more discussion, but I probably should park it for a different day. Where am I at here? Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the release of certificate of noncompliance for property located at 9045 and 0 Owyhee, Nampa. Parcels are 25979 and 25978. The case is CDEF 2021-0114.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Do we have these signature pages? All right. Let's take care of the next one on 20135 Linda Lane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
20135 Linda Lane, parcel 27215011. The case was opened in December of 2024 and Southwest District Health was made aware of septic concerns. There was limited correspondence with the property owner. In June of this year, the septic issue appeared to be resolved as per the notes. In October of this year, I took over the case and then the code enforcement process was followed. And as of yesterday, as you can see from the photos, the manufactured home remains unsecured. It appears the RV is occupied and the trash and debris remain.
All right. Questions, comments?
Nope. I appreciate Officer Phillips doing this, and these are not always, they can be challenging interactions, I'll say it that way, with the public for citations, so thank you. And I'm in favor of issuing a certificate of noncompliance. That would be my motion on property located at 20135 Linda Lane in Caldwell, parcel number R27215011 as presented.
I'll second with discussion, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Question, she puts in her correspondence here that there were 30 plus dogs hid out there. Did we come across that and have any?
No, I've never observed any dogs on that property.
Okay, so they're hid really well then?
They must be.
Okay.
The parcel's not that large.
All right. I still second, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Let's go to the third action item, certificate of noncompliance for property located at Sand Hollow.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. Property 16964 Sand Hollow Road, parcel 24353. Another complaint was received for occupied RVs on the property. The code enforcement process was followed. There was limited correspondence with the property owner. There are prior cases for occupied RVs. A prior case for an unpermitted structure and a certificate of noncompliance has been recorded for the unpermitted structure. And as of yesterday, you can see from the photos, it appears the RVs remain occupied.
And this one, actually, I see your comments, Commissioner Price.
Yeah, I just saw that I was
on. Okay.
I had the wrong file.
No, it's
this is the one with the dog comments. I'm sorry.
And again, I have not.
Well, maybe they moved to the other location.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not observed dogs on that property.
Okay.
So this is just a second certificate that's been issued. Did we release the other one?
No, the existing one is for the unpermitted structure.
Okay.
Department, and this will be for the zoning issues.
I see. Okay. And pardon me, Chairman, I didn't acknowledge you in that. I'm in favor.
No problem. Commissioner Ricks?
I am as well, Mr. Chairman. All
right. Chairman, I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance for a zoning ordinance violation on property located at 16964 Sand Hollow Road in Caldwell, parcel R24353 as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You bet.
Thank you.
Do we need to take a recess?
Let's let's just take a 5-minute break and then we'll reconvene. Thank you.